Since the mid-2000s, the USDA has been trying to impose a universal system for livestock identification, but has received a lot of resistance from farmers and ranchers across the country. To get cattle producers to accept the new technology, the department plans to provide approximately 8 million RFID ear tags to producers free of charge. Bill Bullard heads a national cattle association that opposes the USDA's cattle tags. Bullard's organization is called RCAF USA. He says the tags are foreign made.
There's nothing inherently wrong with the RFID ear tag. We have members using it now and earning an economic reward for doing so. What is wrong is when the government mandates that in order to participate in the cattle industry, you must adopt this most expensive form of animal identification available. And as a result of a mandate, all the premiums that the people who are now voluntarily using this, those premiums will evaporate.
Bullard says it'll be up to cattle ranchers to pay for the cost of transitioning to the new technology and that many may not be able to afford it.
The cost of the tag is only a small portion of the cost that producers will bear because we do not now have the infrastructure in order to support this RFID technology. So in addition to tagging every animal, the cattle producers are also going to have to buy electronic wand and a software and hardware system that could maintain a database. And then they need the ability to transfer that database to a state or national database where it can all be centralized.
Currently, farmers and ranchers are able to use tattoos, back tags, brands, or group lot identification to identify their cattle. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.